Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
It was a hectic start to the trading week for markets across the ASEAN after an attack on Saudi Arabian oil fields took almost 6 million barrels of daily oil output offline. And the spike in crude prices Monday coincided with the Jakarta Composite slumping at the start of the week. Is it a coincidence? Well, let's ask Mr. Bharat Joshi, the investment director at Aberdeen Standard Investments in Jakarta today on Across the ASEAN, what he thinks. Mr. Joshi, thank you so much for joining us today.
Pleasure.
All right, sir. So we have also seen some of these updates now that there is news that Saudi Arabia might get most of their production back to normal by month's end. But I want to tie this also to how oil prices seem to influence Indonesian markets, as we saw earlier this week. Was that a coincidental move, or is there actually a bit of a relationship between Indonesian markets and oil price movements?
Basically, Indonesia is actually a net importer of fuel, and so any swings in global oil prices would actually place a short-term dent on the trade deficit, and it can also result in a lower, FX of US dollar against IDR. But what was actually interesting on that Monday, following the news of the oil price, was that there was an increase in excise tax on cigarettes. And that actually led to a slumping of 20% for two of the largest index holders, which is Sampoerna and Gudang Garam. So that actually dragged the entire index down. But to your point, Indonesia is definitely impacted by any swings in fuel oil prices.
So do you think this is more because of some of those tax reforms or tax changes, more so than, say, the swing in oil prices that we saw on Monday? And do you think that perhaps now we might see a little bit of normalcy for Indonesian markets moving forward?
Yes, I think what we're seeing is the recent tax reforms will definitely place a lot more reduction in terms of corporate tax going forward. There's obviously something that's being mooted. The revenue has to be compensated from somewhere else, and the government has actually targeted the cigarette companies where they will see a significant increase in excise tax come 2020.
Okay. And so let's jump into that, Mr. Joshi, actually. As we know, there are a number of big tobacco companies out in Indonesia. What's Aberdeen Standard's outlook now for them, given some of these tax reforms and excise taxes? As we know, still a lot of demand for tobacco products out there also. But is the outlook starting to wane or starting to dim, at least, for some of these bigger tobacco companies?
I think globally we continue to see a decline in volumes. I mean, this is as a country develops and the rise in middle class, they do make healthier choices. But the thing is, the incidence or elasticity on cigarettes is still relatively quite high in Indonesia. So despite there's an increase in, I would say, retail prices come 2020, we are anticipating volumes to actually decline by about mid-single digits.
Okay. We're still speaking to Mr. Bharat Joshi, the investment director at Aberdeen Standard out in Indonesia today about Indonesian markets. And Mr. Joshi, I also want to talk about the early August trade figures that we saw also in the bigger slump in export and import figures. What kind of pressure might this put actually on the economy and the market outlook for Indonesia moving forward?
Sure. The disappointment in the trade figure was largely reflects the weak commodity prices. And that is also on against the backdrop that the global economy continues to remain relatively quite soft. But what was interesting was the slump in imports. It predominantly was led by the lower oil prices, given that this is actually an effect of substitution. The government has introduced a B20, which is biodiesel, where they have incorporated CPO into the diesel component. That will continue, but I think what's important is the market viewed it quite negative that consumer demand remains relatively quite soft in the month of August, especially after the elections.
Okay. And it's interesting you bring up those soft consumption figures, Mr. Joshi, because we know Indonesia, a big population, relatively young, and also seen as one of those consumer-driven economies. Is this a serious concern moving forward, that if consumer sentiment softens, this could actually create a longer-term or more serious drag on Indonesia than, say, external factors like the trade war?
Actually, it's the reverse. I think it's only going to be temporary. The consumption demand is very much driven by sentiment. What's interesting, despite the chaos we have seen globally in terms of the trade war, Brexit, the cuts in interest rates in the US, the rupiah remains quite stable. It's been quite resilient. It's actually the second best currency in the region after Thailand year to date. So I think that's given a little bit more confidence, but I wouldn't drag 1 month's worth of performance, to see if there's any structural or cyclical behavior among consumption demand.
Okay. We're still speaking to Mr. Bharat Joshi, Investment Director at Aberdeen Standard Investments on Across the ASEAN today. You did mention a while ago also that softer commodity prices seem to have created some headwinds for Indonesian markets also. But we also know that there's a big move that's being planned in Indonesia also. There's a plan to resume the ore export ban, especially for nickel products. Indonesia, as we know, are one of the biggest, if not the biggest, producer of nickel at the moment. Does this affect the mining sector more so in Indonesia, or is this something that's already been priced into the markets there, or at least in that sector?
Sure. To your point, I don't think it's actually priced in. So if you look at it, Indonesia brought forward the nickel ore ban that was supposed to happen in 2022. So they actually brought it forward by 2 years. And the reason for that is because the government has seen the slow progress that's been made on building nickel smelters. And the country continues to aspire to actually, focus towards more higher value products, namely EV. So Indonesia contributes about 9% of the nickel supply globally. And this ban would actually result in some sort of spike in nickel prices, which we have seen in the last month or so. So I think what we're going to see is that we're going to see elevated nickel prices in the near future, because electric vehicles are definitely here to stay.
All right. And so moving on now, we also are expecting tomorrow that the Bank of Indonesia is going to release their upcoming policy decision. What's the expectation from Aberdeen Standard Investments? Are we going to see more easing down the road? And could this actually be lead to more upside for a Jakarta composite that's practically flat and for 2019?
Sure. I think to be very straight, I guess we are going to see continuous easing of interest rates. And that is based on that the rupiah continues to remain quite stable. We have seen foreign reserves in the country continues to increase quarter by quarter. So I think the end, given that the real interest rates in Indonesia is still historically, it's still higher than historical figures. So I would expect easing will continue. And so I won't be surprised if the Thursday outcome, there will be a cut in interest rates.
Okay, and given all of these things that we just discussed, Mr. Joshi, what is the outlook for the Jakarta Composite or Jakarta stocks out in Indonesia for the fourth quarter? Are there any particular sectors you think might actually get more of an upside or might drive a pickup or might even create, say, a downturn, if that's your view?
I think given the volatility we have seen across the world today, there's been a lot more skewness towards defensive holdings, predominantly consumer staples, telcos, healthcare. There's been a recent move towards property sector, given that it's been relatively quite weak over the last 3 years. So there's been a little bit of green shoots that are appearing in that sector. But I think we have to weigh this all together, that the backdrop of the global economy remains quite soft, and that's actually dictated by sentiment. And the headlines that a lot of Indonesians are reading today are the trade war between the US and China. So if there's some sort of resolution that comes across, hopefully we will see some sort of positive sentiment and that will get reflected into the Jakarta Composite Index.
All right. And it seems that we've tied ourselves back into trade also. Just finally, Mr. Joshi, does Aberdeen Standard, for instance, have a year-end projection for the JCI, or is that too soon to tell right now?
I think it's too soon to tell. I mean, it's still, you know, anything can happen. And if we look, reflect back about 2 years ago when Trump was actually appointed as president at the end of 2 years ago at the end of the year, you know, markets immediately rallied very quickly in the last month of December. So I wouldn't put my bets on where the markets are going to hit. But one thing I can assure you is volatility is here to stay.
All right. Mr. Bharat Joshi, Investment Director at Aberdeen Standard Investments, thank you so much for giving us a closer look under the hood of Indonesian markets today on Across the ASEAN. Again, we appreciate the time and thank you for your thoughts, sir.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for your time, sir.